school districts in Wisconsin are facing a shortage of qualified educators. Milwaukee Public Schools has taken steps to build up its teacher workforce, but a new review raises questions about whether MPS's own Human Resources Office is getting in the way of those efforts. The investigation of MPS HR found widespread problems, including a passive and unresponsive recruitment structure. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
When Andrew Martin was hired to work in MPS in 2012, he showed up to his assigned high school and was greeted with confusion.
The principal said, "Oh, we didn't know we were getting somebody. Do you know what position you're here for?" And I said it while I was hired as a social studies teacher. And they said, "Oh, well, it must be for this position."
The mix-up was sorted out, and Martin stayed with MPS for 8 years. But along the way, he kept hearing other stories about HR mishaps and delays that frustrate even teachers who really want to work for MPS.
I can't imagine how many teachers that we've lost because they just weren't able to have questions answered. Or if you get hired at a job and you do a background check and you do a drug test, that takes a matter of 2 days or 3 days. Whereas in here, it was weeks upon weeks to try and fill those positions.
Those anecdotes are backed up by a review of MPS's Human Resources Office conducted by the Council of Great City Schools last year. Superintendent Keith Posley, who was hired in 2018, requested the review.
My goal is to implement and rectify situations that we have that is not working and conducive to the betterment of young people.
Peter Goff, an expert in educational administration at UW-Madison, read the 40-page report.
This is an HR department that's bureaucratic. It's about, pushing things through. It's not about talent management. It's not about teachers. It's not about making sure that we're staffing our schools with the absolute best people.
The HR problems are long-running. In fact, this was the third review of the MPS department in 10 years, and many of the issues identified in the past remain the same. But the response may be different this time around. Teachers, union officials, school board members, and HR staff say they think Superintendent Posley is serious about making improvements. Here's Posley.
As far as previous reviews, I can't speak to. But as far as this review, I can 100% assure you that progress is being made there.
The report says HR appeared to make the hiring process difficult for candidates. The office was sometimes so unresponsive to applicants that principals trekked to central office in person to get answers on their teacher candidates. Leah Scopter is MPS's Interim Chief Human Resources Officer. She emphasized to WUWM that the district has four people in charge of hiring 600 or 700 teachers each year.
And unfortunately, while we do the best we can with making sure we're having as many personal touch points as possible, sometimes just sheer volume can impact the quickness of those responses.
MPS has made changes this school year in response to the review. The district bought new applicant tracking software and put more people in charge of responding to candidate questions. MPS is also trying to get faster at snagging teachers by offering contingent contracts to student teachers, something that wasn't done previously. But MPS hasn't acted on all of the issues. The very first recommendation from the Council of Great City Schools is to hire a permanent HR chief. Leah Scopter has been in the interim role for a year and a half. Peter Goff, the UW-Madison professor, says improving operations in the HR department is key to shifting academic outcomes for MPS students.
It's not a quote-unquote, sexy problem. But until they actually are able to take that seriously and acknowledge the fundamental role of talent management and human capital and within an HR department, we're going to see these problems that Milwaukee has struggled with for the last, 20, 30 years are going to continue to plague its system.
MPS administrators will update the school board on a regular basis about changes to HR. The next update is scheduled for March 17th. At that meeting, there will be opportunity for public comment. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.